Last week I went racing at Cheltenham in the UK for the Cheltenham Festival, which is very much the Olympics of National Hunt racing. That's the jumps to everyone else. It is a fantastic event, and over the 4 days, over 270,000 people attended. One of the main feature races is the Queen Mother Champion Chase, and I caught up with Michael Buckley after his horse Finian's Rainbow had won this chase.
It's absolutely the biggest, most thrilling day of my racing life. It's actually the first runner I've had in a championship race ever, so well done to Nicky for getting him in the shape he was. I'm speechless, to be truthful. I'm feeling remarkably emotional.
And there was a terrific duel going on as they came to the final fence, which was omitted. Michael Buckley told us what it was like to be an owner in such a race.
I don't know, I'm shaking too much to even see it, to be absolutely truthful. Somewhat overcome by it. You know, you look forward to these things so much, and then you kind of wish it wasn't going to happen. I got so nervous beforehand, and so I'm absolutely thrilled to bits.
He then told us of his friendship with Nicky Henderson.
It's true to say that I wouldn't actually have any jump horses if it wasn't for Nicky. We've been together as owner and trainer and friends since the early 80s, and I can't imagine actually doing it with anybody else. Certainly not on the scale that we've tried to do it. And it's, it's just another notch in his long career now. Yeah. Scooted past the all-time record, and so I'm proud and pleased to be part of the day.
And then we heard from the trainer, Nicky Henderson himself.
Well, I just hope everybody's all right. That's seriously important. Yeah, it was a great race. It's a pity they didn't have the fence there, but because it was a tremendous race between two very good, proper two-mile chasers. But I'm thrilled for this guy because he's put a lot into this game and adores it, and it's a special day.
For Nicky Henderson, it was a great week. He trained 7 winners, and one of those was for the actor Jimmy Nesbitt, whose Riverside Theatre won the Ryanair Chase. We caught up with Jimmy Nesbitt as his horse passed the post.
One of the great rides you'll ever see. Oh, just incredible. This is a co-owner brand.
Wonderful.
Jimmy!
Jim's the Adderside Theatre.
Fantastic. Oh, I'm delighted.
How exciting can you find that?
Oh, incredible.
Last week I was at the Cheltenham Festival in the UK. This is the Blue Ribbon event of the big race on the Thursday, of course, was the Stayers Hurdle. And we heard from Andy Stewart, owner of Big Bucks, after the race. The horse was winning the World Hurdle for the 4th successive year.
It was that. The people walking around with the scarves on. And when I was down in Barbados and had dinner with John Magner, I gave him his grandson a little duck with the Big Bucks colours on there and whatever it is. And they've been watching it in Barbados, so that's great. It's great to have the following. It's a privilege for the people to actually follow, you know, a four-legged horse, which has changed our lives and, you know, very much part of the Stewart family.
Paul Nichols also told us of his joy after Big Bucks' victory in the World Hurdle.
Very good. He stays very well, all class. He's magic, you know. Let's hope we can come back in next year and make it 5.
Will we see the likes of him again?
Keep thinking that back quarter whenever you ever think. You always, you know, hope you're going to find the next one, but very unlikely. He's good as those two, you know. But he's awesome, you know. Was that 16, wasn't it? And brilliant. It's always not easy with him because he's never a free traveller, but you know he stays well. He's probably had nearly a career best performance today, I felt, in this race, and he just pricks his old ears, and we were in front from a long way out, forcing it, and gallops all the way up the hill. Yeah, great horse. I mean, it's nice that, you know, he won because he was struggling for a bit of form, really, and things weren't going quite right. But
we also heard from Ruby Walsh, Big Bucks' jockey.
To get him back here so many times, the jump horses have a very high injury rate, and to keep getting him back is a credible performance. Yeah, it was the kind of pressure you want. The pressure that's on to try and beat Big Bucks, the worst pressure, because you're not riding him. The pressure on to try and win on him is an easier pressure.